Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and again, we're in the MTP Software Studios, the leader in social marketing and CRM solutions for the sports and entertainment industry. Thank you very much, Frank Sincotta, and your team. And our next guest, I feel like I wish I had my trumpets here, the man who started Radio Entrepreneurs, our original executive producer. Can't believe we got him in the studio. David Cullinane of Hub. Welcome, David.
I never thought I'd see the day where you had a sponsor for this show. Honestly, I never thought I'd see it. Unbelievable.
Wow. It's my wife.
I'm going to take all the credit for that.
My wife's the sponsor.
Did she? Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say. No. There's got to be some kind of madness to this.
So, David, you're going to tell us about Hub. We want to hear about Hub. And we also want to hear about your background, because you really are the man behind the radio speaker.
Yeah, that's a little extreme there, Jeffrey.
Give us some background.
No, so I feel like I got lucky. I met a lot of good people through radio, yourself included, and a lot of the guests that have appeared on this show. But I started young. I think I started in radio in college and did all the...
You were the Doogie Howser when I first met you.
He keeps me all morning. He's been mentioning these references of shows that I just cannot relate to.
You don't know who Doogie Howser was?
I do not know. If you want to talk about Modern Family, I can go all day. But no, I started young, internships left and right, and then luckily got a job, full-time job, during my senior year of college, where I basically got a run of a radio station. And I got to screw up 25 times a day, and that helped me learn the lessons to be a little bit better the next day and better the next day. And that's kind of how it all evolved. And now the industry is just changing so quickly that, you know, I'm kind of taking my first entrepreneurial risk specifically in launching my own company with a partner of mine. And we're trying to do some stuff where we bring radio and TV to the digital landscape a little bit easier to consume than kind of all the legacy media companies that are out there today. So
I'm going to want to know more. I just want to tell you that Neil Patrick Harris was Doogie Howser.
I do know that. See, yeah. I know the pop culture facts.
And he was supposed to be a genius. He was like a 13-year-old surgeon in a hospital.
Okay.
So he got to be a surgeon at like the age of 13 or
14. So I shouldn't make fun of you when you relate me to a genius.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Actually, I think you have a lot more personality than he has.
It's just extremely hard to take compliments from a
and
guy
also
like
he's
you.
Very slim, light-haired.
There's physical resemblance, absolutely.
Right.
To Doogie Howser?
Right.
To Neil Patrick Harris, yeah.
Right.
Interesting.
Say that.
Okay. Hey, so, I'll take the compliment for now.
So, why Hub?
So Hub just represents all things Boston. I mean, I've met a lot of people in this market. I think there's a lot of innovation going on in this market, and we want to expose all of that. So what we're working on specifically right now is kind of building the next frontier of what I think will be consumption of television and video content, which is obviously going to be all digital, probably 60%+ all mobile. And we want to be that destination for this region specifically. We know this region. And I think this region supports entrepreneurs more than any region in the country, to be honest with you. So I think it's a perfect place to start. Absolutely. I think it's a perfect place to start something entrepreneurial or take a risk in any form.
Right. So who's going to be your target and who's going to be your audience?
So when we launch, obviously, when you do something fully digital, you're going after pretty much millennials in a sense, because it's just that's where it's almost a real estate play more than anything, because we're going to where the millennials are versus the only growth in traditional TV is 65 plus right now. I mean, cable subscriptions, I think last quarter, it's 750,000 people canceled their cable subscription, and it's only increasing as we go.
Really?
Yep. So we're trying to capitalize on where is the future. It's kind of a long-term play, but we're not talking 20 years. We're talking 5 to 10 years out is where this, you know, entire new digital TV station.
22 million viewers of Game of Thrones. They're not millennials.
They're certainly millennials. They're probably just watching on their phone on HBO Now. Oh, what is it? HBO Go or HBO Now? What's the name of it? Yeah. I forget what it's called. But they're all, you know, my world, I'm watching TV, but then I'm consuming something else on my phone at the exact same time.
Right.
So it's, you know, we're just trying to position ourselves to produce Boston-related content, expose Boston-related people, talk about Boston news, you know, before anyone else does it. Let's put it that way.
Very, very interesting. And do you have any content yet that you're producing?
So we're working with a bunch of just specific niche shows that we produce content for. So we also act as a production house, and we're based out of Quincy right now. So we produce a lot of business-related programming. We have a financial show. We have a real estate show. So that's kind of as we grow this. We're right now, we're specifically in the fundraising mode of what is our big picture goal. But obviously, that's, you know, we can work on that and work on other things at the same time. So that's why we're launching some of these other shows at the same time. So.
Interesting. So how do you go out and get this business?
So we're in the angel round. So it's all, I mean, you know all about this. I asked you for advice through this. I met people through this show for this. Right. So it's all family, friends, people, you know, you network and you just go out there and you kind of learn by doing. You know, I'm more of a content guy first. I'm not necessarily, you know, a business development guy of any sort, but I'm a guy who anywhere I've been, I've always treated it as if it were my own. And for the first time, it's going to be my own. So I'm just out there kind of learning as I go, and we'll see. And we're having a little success, which is nice. So.
And you have partners, don't you?
I do. I have three other partners, one of which is former television anchor Kim Kerrigan, who I've worked with for a long time.
She's a pleasure.
She's fantastic
to work
with. She
was my favorite host when
she was your favorite?
To be over at Money Matters. Just the always engaging, always in a good mood.
Yes.
Always she is, bright.
She is fantastic. She sees where the industry is going.
I kept waiting for the bad mood. Never saw it. Not for me.
I don't think I've ever seen her in a bad mood. I've seen her deal. I mean, yesterday she called me and I think her daughter broke her leg. Like she, and she deals with things, you know, as she goes fantastically.
She has good chemistry.
She does. She does. So she's a partner. We have a business development guy. We have a, you know, Chuck Nilasek, who's a media and business development consultant here in the market. So it's a good team of people and we know a lot of content creators in the area. So we know once we get up and running, we know we'll be a destination for this area. Maybe even for radio entrepreneurs. We'll see. Well, if you pass my rigorous test.
I don't know if I've ever passed your rigorous test. So, David, let's give our listeners maybe a little different view of what you've been saying. Let's pretend it's 2-3 years from now and we're meeting again. Tell us how well this you're doing and what's been your general format of programming.
So 2-3 years from now, I'm really hoping that we are the premier destination for all things Boston news in video form. So I believe that we'll be on your TV. I believe we'll be on your phone. I believe we'll be on your computer. And, you know, we'll be distributing news just like the Boston Globe will be. And we'll be working with a lot of those other media partners at the same time, exposing, you know, all the garbage that goes on in the area and all the great things that go on in the area. But I think right now we just need, you know, I think there's an underserved market in this area of, you know, we're delivering a lot of news and talking about news that's targeted for an older audience. We're almost alienating a younger demographic. So we want to expose a lot of news that's going out there, whether it's politically or in the business community, to the audience that is going to be in that community very soon.
That relates to Boston.
All things Boston.
Right. So if it's international news, it's got to relate to how it affects Boston.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and there's big picture goals too. I think if we can accomplish, when we accomplish what we want to do in Boston, we can replicate it in other markets. And that's where a lot of investors that we're talking to right now see a huge opportunity for, because people, you know, these, like I keep saying, these legacy media companies are kind of stuck in their old ways and they're trying to fight for their business today and keep what they have going today versus thinking 5, 10, 15 years out. And so if we can position ourselves as that reputable regional first media entity, we might be able to replicate it throughout the country.
Well, to me, it sounds like a space that's going to start to get crowded very fast by existing media outlets, because they're going to realize that they have a dwindling audience. And so you're going to have a formidable competitor or competitors.
Yeah. And I mean, there's a great example of it out right now. Cheddar out of New York, which is a digital television entity that is trying to become the new CNBC or the new Bloomberg for millennials. And, you know, within a year, they're worth $100 million. So it's, you know, it's a space that's growing. It's not too crowded yet, especially it's definitely not crowded on the regional front. I think regional is being alienated in the space right now. So we're trying to capitalize on that opportunity. But in a few years, you're right. There's going to be a lot of players because, you know, the cost to entry is a lot different in the digital world than it is in the terrestrial television market. So,
right. Well, I mean, I'm still sort of hung up on the competitors. I don't know if I'm not supposed to mention any, but I keep thinking of Boston media players like the Globe,
yep,
which are the Red Sox.
I think they'll be allies. I think that they're going to be forced to adapt to where the industry is going. And I think that they'll be allies of ours. You know, I'm not necessarily trying to take over anybody's business.
WBZ,
I'm just trying to.
I mean, they've got to survive. These are local media publishing companies that have to survive into the next generation.
Yep.
And if they're not doing what you're talking about, they're in trouble.
I agree.
So potentially you're a target as well, correct? Is not just to compete with, but as an acquisition. If
absolutely.
You start to get off the ground.
I mean, everybody's buying up content left and right these days. Right. I mean, Amazon, Google, Apple, everybody, content is king these days. And so there's the potential to be an acquisition candidate. But for right now, we're just focused on, you know, creating a product that we believe is targeted toward a market that's underserved in this community right now. And you're right. I mean, all these other media entities in Boston are going to have to adapt to some degree as the industry change, and some are to some degree.
And public radio, public television, which I think is having trouble holding on to a younger audience.
Yep.
Their audience is growing faster than other media outlets.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at, I think it's podcasting advertising revenue grew 80% last year. So the world is obviously understanding that everything is going digital, and it's just going to be how these companies adapt to it. So
you should come to our Radio Entrepreneurs meeting and talk about the trend in digital media.
Maybe
and
I will one day. Interested. Maybe I will. Well, I came to your networking event last week.
No, I think you should come to our reporters meeting for Radio Entrepreneurs and talk to them about it.
Hey, I'm all for it. That's I'm all great. For meeting people. I've met a lot of people through this show through the years, and we had a great time doing the show in the early days. I can't
Alex
believe
it. He's speaking through the doorknob.
Is he? Oh, there he is. I couldn't see him from my angle. He kind of looks creepy from over there.
Well, he is creepy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's a very creepy guy.
But we usually like creepy people. Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah, but he's the dangerous type of creepy because he's quiet.
Sneaky. Is he a backstabber or is he loyal?
I don't think he's a backstabber. I don't think he carries a knife. Okay. He might carry like, toothpick or something.
Okay.
And a comb.
Yeah.
But that's about it. So, David, how does somebody find you at Hub?
So you can go to readysethub.com. That's our website. You can obviously find me on all the social channels. I'm active on Twitter and Facebook, Dave Conane. And I'm easy to find. And you can always reach out to Jeff Davis, who knows my personal cell phone number.
So. Listen, take it from me. I've known David for probably about 6 or 7 years. You want to follow readysethub.com and David Conane. If you're interested in that category, you want to reach out to him. He's an exceptionally bright and exceptionally energetic guy. And he always tells you what he's thinking. There's no poker with David.
We're going to have to talk about a show, Jeff and Dave on Hub. Actually, no, Dave and Jeff on Hub.
That's okay.
I have to have the time. Yeah, come on.
I'm ready for it, Dave.
I think we'd screw around too much.
No, I know.
I told you if you come do this show from my office, because I do like hanging out with you.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, he likes
that I would
guys.
Co-host with you.
I'm too old
free
for millennials, although they don't always know I'm millennial until they see me.
That's true. Yeah. You look young.
I can act millennial.
Yeah. With that jacket, you look millennial.
Yeah, thank you.
The seersucker.
The jacket has been had content prior to you walking in.
Okay.
People have
Very
talked
good.
About it.
Very good.
My son tells me I always dress this way, so it's just me being me.
I think it's stylish.
Thank you very much.
But I compliment you to your face and make fun of you behind your back. That's my.
I thought you did both to my face.
No, that's true, actually. Yeah, you're right.
Again, everybody, David Conane, Hub, take a look. You're going to like it. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on what else? Radio Entrepreneurs.